This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. NATO troops will start leaving Afghanistan next year and hand over security responsibilities to Afghan forces in 2014. That exit strategy was endorsed today by NATO member states during their summit in Lisbon. NATO Secretary General called the handover the process by which the Afghan people will once again become masters in their own house. President Barack Obama is among the world leaders attending the NATO summit. Yesterday, the president announced that the member countries agreed on a missile system to defend Europe and the United States. NPR's White House correspondent Ari Shapiro reports from Lisbon.
The president was barely over the jet lag from his 10-day trip through Asia when he boarded Air Force One again, this time to fly across the Atlantic on a red eye. Friday morning, he was greeted by a Lisbon downpour. At the regal Belém Palace, the military band was out, but the peacocks who usually strut around the premises were hiding from the damp. Mr. Obama and Portuguese President Aníbal Cavaco Silva had lunch, then addressed reporters about one of the most important issues of the weekend, Afghanistan.
And here in Lisbon, I look forward to working with our NATO and our ISAF partners as we move towards a new phase, a transition to Afghan responsibility that begins in 2011. With Afghan forces taking the lead for security across Afghanistan by 2014.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai is here in Lisbon, and this morning he, President Obama, and other world leaders met for 3 hours and agreed on that 2014 timeline. But putting Afghans in the lead by 2014 does not mean withdrawing American forces altogether, as the U.S. Ambassador to NATO, Ivo Dalder, explained to reporters.
In the lead means that it will still have to rely on support from ISAF forces. How, where, what is all dependent on the conditions on the ground.
After meeting with Portugal's president yesterday, Mr. Obama motorcaded across town to a meeting with the country's prime minister. There, Mr. Obama acknowledged that his multi-ethnic family includes one member who is especially attractive to the Portuguese people.
And I understand that there's been a fair amount of interest here about how my family has been enriched by Portugal as well, specifically Bo, our dog. He is the most popular member of the White House.
And he is, of course, a Portuguese water dog. The NATO summit itself began late in the afternoon at a swooping expo center on the river. One by one, world leaders arrived. It was like the first day of school, except here everyone is the captain of his own football team. Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen's opening comments were pointed.
This will be one of the most important summits in NATO's history.
That's because NATO signed on to a new strategic concept here. It's a set of guiding principles to carry the alliance into the 21st century, the first new strategic concept in more than a decade. President Obama described it to reporters this way.
We're looking at the full range of capabilities that we need to secure our people, from more deployable capabilities to new measures to deal with new threats like improvised explosives, to the cyber defenses that will be so essential in the years to come.
One result of the new strategic concept is a missile shield system.
We've agreed to develop missile defense capability that is strong enough to cover all NATO European territory and populations, as well as the United States.
Ambassador Dalder explained the details of the agreement.
It's a phased system. It has four phases. In the last phase, the missiles deployed in Poland and Romania, which will be upgraded, will be more modern versions, will be able to intercept ICBMs at the United States.
Russia was generally thought to be opposed to such a system, but Dalder swatted that idea away.
So, in contrast to the narrative one has heard, that somehow missile defense was a problem in U.S.-Russian or indeed NATO-Russian relationships, missile defense is now a means to foster greater cooperation with Russia.
Russia is not a NATO member, but President Dmitry Medvedev will meet with President Obama and other world leaders later today here in Lisbon. Then Mr. Obama attends an EU summit to discuss economic problems before he flies home to Washington. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Lisbon.